I'm certainly hoping that in amongst the scattered showers, people will be getting to the beaches today. I have many happy memories of childhood holidays on the beaches near Paignton, Ilfracombe and Salcombe. Floating on a dinghy in the sea, digging channels in the sand to create moats for sandcastles. Most of all, though, I remember that after all the excitement of the sea and sand had worn off, there would come that moment when, net in hand, I would wander over to look for rock pools. Gazing into the crystal clear water, a whole subaquatic world would offer up its wonders. The floating fronds of the brightly coloured sea anemone added an otherworldly feel to the experience of gazing down like a giant on a newly created ocean. I was on holiday in Devon 44 years ago, when man first landed on the moon. I wonder if the astronauts of the Apollo 11 space mission saw the Pacific Ocean as being like a giant rock pool as they approached splashdown on this day in 1969. They returned to Earth as men who had conquered space. One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. And yet I'm sure I wasn't the only boy whose reaction was an unappreciative, "Is that all there is? Dust. No exotic moon creatures, no extraterrestrial life forms like the ones promised in comics and films. Where was the awe and wonder?" We still look up into the night sky, searching for knowledge, and look to put man on planets further and further afield. But looking into the rock pools was a reminder of just how much there is still to learn about our own wonderful planet, and particularly its deep oceans. The endless flux of the universe shines out from these unique and constantly changing habitats. As John Steinbeck said, it is advisable to look from the rock pool to the stars, and then back to the rock pool again.